Now, just before we get into a discussion of what the stress is about and start giving you some highlights of where we are in this country with regards to stress, you know, what it's doing to us and all of that, I want to start out with, well, a way to reduce the stress. Now, the last time we were talking about this, I mentioned the whole idea of deep breathing as a way to reduce the stress, a way to cope with it, a way to, if you will, fight back. We also talked about taking phone breaks. You know, a lot of times we're, let's say we're at a grocery store or wherever we might be, standing in line, waiting for our turn to do whatever, pay for our product, whatever it is. We know we're waiting. Maybe waiting to be waited on. And we'll often pull out our smartphone and start doing something, whether we're reading the news or doing something with social media, doing something with that smartphone. Can be fun. It can be a way to, you know, take up some time, occupy ourselves while we're waiting. But have you ever, I want to say studied yourself, and but at the same time, that may not be the best way to put it. But have you ever just really paid attention to see what's going on with you when you're on the computer, when you're on your smartphone? When I say your computer, I'm talking about desktop, laptop, whatever, on your smartphone. Have you ever noticed whether or not, you know, what's going on with you so you could determine whether or not you find that activity relaxing? I'm not asking about, you know, whether or not you find it informative. Not asking whether or not you find it entertaining, because there can be a big difference between entertainment and relaxation. You know, we can be entertained by playing a nice game of basketball or volleyball. That's very entertaining. A lot of fun. I wouldn't necessarily say it's relaxing. We can really enjoy a good exercise routine. And many people enjoy the exercise routines, whether it's walking, jogging, cycling, step aerobics, whatever it is, weightlifting, whatever it is. Really enjoy it and really find ourselves able to get to sleep more easily when we call it a night. And we're in bed, ready to just go to ZZ land, and sleep a bit. But the actual act of exercising itself isn't really relaxing. It's fun, but it's not necessarily relaxing. Whereas getting out there on the beach, reclining in our recliner, our lawn chair, and just lying there or just sitting there, whichever you prefer, just looking at the water and having a nice conversation with a glass of Kool-Aid, enjoying that sun, enjoying the beauty of that ocean, the majesty of that ocean, the beautiful, thick, white sand that you know you're going to enjoy when you get up to go move around and your feet are going to be sinking into that sand and you're just enjoying, just relaxing. That's relaxing. At home, reclined in your recliner, and you have a nice aromatherapy fragrance filling the room. That's relaxing. Now, I know for me personally, I'm not saying this is the way it is for everyone, but for me personally, although I enjoy using the computer, the smartphone, although I appreciate the benefits that I get from it, how many of you have found it? I mean, really appreciate the fact that you can do a ton of research. I mean, a ton of research in much less time now than it used to take 30, 40, 60 years ago. I mean, a ton of research. I appreciate that. I really do. Being able to go on there and and help put your reports together, et cetera, you name it. That's a great thing. Being able to go on there and shoot someone a quick email. I appreciate those benefits. But I got to tell you, for me personally, using the computer is not relaxing. I appreciate all the benefits I get by using my smartphone. But for me, that's not relaxing. And apparently, you have quite a few experts who have concluded that being on the phone isn't that relaxing for most people, if for anyone. Because, as it turns out, they recommend. The experts who deal with, you know, who talk with us and write about reducing stress recommend that we take phone breaks. Yep, phone breaks. So that, you know, when we are standing in line, rather than pull the phone out and start doing whatever you're going to do, hit the emails, boom, boom, boom. You're going to read some, you're going to send some out. Go on your favorite social media page and see what's up. You got a little bit more research you want to have done, and hey, you might as well take advantage of this time. I dig where you're coming from, but listen, they're saying if we go ahead and just leave the phone put up, whether it's in the holster, on our side, if it's in the pocketbook, purse, wherever, just leave it there, because by doing that and just standing there, just standing there and waiting, don't get ourselves all worked up because we're waiting. We actually give our brains a break. And I got to tell you now, I know that that works for me. There have been times when I wanted to just relax. You know, maybe I'd been real productive, gotten a lot of work done. I'm at the house and I'm deciding, well, I want to just go online and just look at some stuff for fun. And so I might go on there and go from site to site to site looking at some beautiful homes. And not necessarily in this area. They could be anywhere in the world. I'm just looking at beautiful homes, just searching, searching, searching. Just surfing, I should say. Surfing, 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 just looking at beautiful homes. Or maybe I'm looking at cars. And it's just for fun. I'm not doing any research. It is just for fun. I'm not trying to type up a report so I can take back a report. So I am just doing it for fun. But I'm going to tell you what I've noticed. When I need a break, I need a break. And even when I'm doing something like that, that is just for fun. I kid you not. I have found that I need to stop. I need to just pull away from the computer and just chill. Just do nothing. Because although the computer is very informative, it can be really fun. For me, it's work. Even when, you know, when I get to the point where I truly need to rest, I go on that computer and I spend 30, 40 minutes looking at houses. After a while, that becomes work. And it is much more work than I need because I need to be resting. I hear where these experts are coming from when they say, give your brain a break. I have found over the years, I've said to myself, I need a break. I'm tired of this. I shut that computer down and I go somewhere and just sit. And I'm nothing going, no TV, no music. Just sometimes it might be music, what I need at the moment. Sometimes I just need some music, and sometimes instrumental music. Sometimes I'm playing the songs, but I don't really want to hear words. All I want to hear is the music. That really helps me rest. Giving that brain a break. All right, so when we come back, you know, I've given you a couple ways to break that stress, to reduce it. So when we come back, we'll be ready to find out some more about what that stress is all about.